Hey, what's up? What's happening? Welcome back to another episode of The Great Debate Show. Jarvis Jeffrey Sr., Terrence Smith. We've got wrestling today. No Nick for the show today. We've got T in the building, though. T, what's going on, bro?
Hey, man, just another good day. Any day that I can talk about wrestling, it's a great day.
Man, what you said, you got that right. And we have a lot to talk about. So much to talk about. We don't have to go too far back to catch up on everything, but we definitely need to start the show because even though it is a few weeks old, it's still not old. It's still a hot topic, and everybody wants to know what the hell is going on really with Sasha Banks and Naomi. So, T, you're the WWE guy of the show more than I am, even though that's about to change, and I'll explain why later in the show. Yeah. T, what's going on with Sasha Banks and Naomi? What happened? They left. We heard that right before the show started on a Monday Night Raw a few weeks ago. They walked out. They haven't been back. They haven't been back on TV. And no bookings. I'm hearing that they're just suspended, or they're going to get suspended, and they're going to try to work it out, or they may not work it out. What's going on with these two great entertainers, in the WWE? And is it going to hurt the WWE depending on the outcome?
So far it looks like they're suspended. I'm hearing suspended without pay. That's gotta suck.
Woo.
But they also removed all their merch from online, so they can't make any money off merch.
Ouch.
We haven't heard from Sasha or Naomi. We did see Sasha at like a little party somewhere. Somebody got a video of her. She was out dancing, doing her thing at a party.
Mm-hmm.
Looking as good as she always does.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, that's it. We're just waiting to hear that they've worked it out, or the suspension is over, or, I mean, it's Sasha Banks, and let's be honest, she's the best wrestler that you have, best female, in my opinion. Even though I love Bianca Belair, she's a close second.
Yeah, I do too.
But when it comes to the women in WWE, there's nobody I want to see more than Sasha Banks.
Mm-hmm. I can't argue with that.
And Naomi is a former two-time champion. She might have as much athletic talent as anybody on the roster, male or female.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't keep them both sidelined long, and we know that's not what Vince wants to do. My fear, Jarvis, is that Sasha will either leave or she'll come back and she'll still be Sasha. Naomi will take the heat because she's Naomi and she's not Sasha.
Mm-hmm.
And that would, to me, just be totally unfair. Because, listen, Sasha already has a career outside of wrestling lined up. I don't think Naomi does.
Yeah. Got a good point there. That would make sense as well.
And she's married into a wrestling family, so she's going to be around wrestling the rest of her life regardless.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Man. So your prediction on how this would all play out when it's all said and done, where do you see Sasha Banks? Where do you see Naomi? I mean, what you just said makes sense, but if you had to predict.
Yeah, man, they'll patch it up. They'll have this little tournament. Somebody else will win, and then they'll come back loud pop and regain their titles. That's how it should end, Jarvis. Now, how will it end? I don't know, but that's how it should end.
Even after they done what they just done?
Yeah, at some point you got to get back to business. I think them being suspended without pay looks like probably at least for what? This is going on a week now for the suspension. To me, Jarvis, at some point that you got to realize, hey, that's enough punishment.
Yeah. Well, that's the key. When are they going to realize it's enough punishment? If they realize it's enough punishment. And I got to tell you though, T, I don't know, from what I'm hearing, I don't think we'll ever see Sasha Banks in the WWE again. That's just my opinion now. I think she's been kind of wanting out for quite some time now. And I don't think it necessarily has a lot to do with what she's complaining about. I think she's just ready for a new journey in her life, a new career, new path, acting, all of the entertainment. She's into that. Hell, isn't that Snoop Dogg's cousin? So she's a born entertainer, you know?
Yep.
And I seen her on Kevin Hart, you know, Kevin Hart's YouTube show or channel or whatever it is. He's got a Cold Balls or something about cold and balls, all I know. But they get in the ice tub.
They sit on a cold bath and just talk to each other.
Yeah. So, I don't know, man. I just think that she is done with WWE. And I don't think it's so much the things that she's complaining about. I think she just wants out so bad, she's looking at any little thing to nitpick because she's sick of it. She's just tired of she's tired of the schedule. We know it can be very overwhelming working for WWE. They tell you you can't do this, you can't do that, but then still, hey man, we're independent. What are they again? What are they called? Is it independent contractors? Yeah. I mean, so you're not even really a WWE employee, and you expect me to go through this and go through that and do all of the crap that y'all want me to. I think she's sick of it. I think she thinks she's bigger and better than that now, and I think she feels that, hey, Roman's probably about to do it. The Rock done it. John Cena done it. A lot of people do it. I'm about to do it, too, because I'm Sasha motherfucking Banks. And I can do that. Now, what you said about Naomi, man, you're right. She probably would have to come back and take that. This is kind of – she's probably going to be the Triple H of the clique.
That's the exact analogy I was thinking about.
Yeah, man. She's going to have to take that whoo, a whole plate full of shit and eat it. And eventually, though, you know, she'll pay her dues. They'll let it go, forget about it, and they will reward her, you know, the same way Triple H, you know, got rewarded for the rest of his career. But it did take a while for him to get there. That could be the case with Naomi. Sasha, she seems to be more HBK now, you know. Look, tell me what to do. I'm Sasha Banks. What do you think? I don't know if she's coming back or not, man, but it would make sense for them to do that the way you just said. But I think if it happens like that, then maybe it was all a work to begin with. I'm not sure.
There is speculation that it's all a work.
Yeah. Well, Britt Baker came out in an interview just yesterday on somebody's podcast. She was asked about AEW dream matches. And guess who she brought up? With all the drama going on, it would be only fitting for the doctor, DMD Britt Baker, to say Sasha Banks. And that's exactly what she said, Terrence. She said Sasha Banks is the best wrestler in WWE, and it would be great for me to go up against her one day. You know, I'll say her. And she did say this is the right time to say her name since so much is going on. I'll say her. But I like it, and I kind of think she knows a little something, definitely more than what we know. I'm not necessarily saying she's going to sign with AEW, but I think we will see some appearances of her somewhere else probably if she's going to leave WWE. And, you know, a lot of people, keep in mind, are they love the fact that Tony Khan has this forbidden door and he lets you go work with other, you know, promotions in the indies, you know, whether it's New Japan or Ring of Honor or, well, before Ring of Honor was Tony Khan's, wherever else. He will let you do that. Some people love that. Bryan Danielson, that's the reason why he went. That was something that really, you know, was intriguing for him. And, they wanted to keep him. The WWE did want to keep him because they were close to getting a deal with New Japan themselves, but that didn't happen. I mean, Ring of Honor. They were trying to purchase Ring of Honor as well. Not sure if you know about that. But they didn't go as high as Tony Khan went to purchase them. So, I don't know. Britt Baker saying that just kind of makes me wonder. It's a bit of a head scratcher. I think Sasha is not coming back. We will see. I'm sure the WWE fans would love to see her back if they love her, and I'm sure they do. But, man, it's just unfortunate, but hey, I am for anybody that's standing up for what they believe in. If it's something that she felt like she had to leave for, I'm all for it. I'm not downing her or Naomi. I'm not going to be disrespectful toward those women. If that's what they wanted to do and that's what they felt was best to do, then hey, by all means, do it. Just understand, I mean, when you do it.
At the end of the day, we're talking about two black women that stood up to an all white man. Yeah. I'm rolling with that every day. Not 10 times out of 10.
Yeah.
7 days a week, twice on Sunday if I have to. I'll take the two black champion women over an all white man.
Yeah. There you go. Well said, T. I agree. All right. So, anything else you want to talk about with Sasha and Naomi?
Nah, man. It'd just be interesting to see how they, if the suspension ends, if they all decide to say, hey, let's squash this.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting to see how they work those two back in. As much as I love Sasha as a tag champion, I want Sasha to make a singles push. So you know, maybe they'll come back and you know Naomi will heel turn and you know we'll get some good singles matches out of it. Hey, you cost me. You know, I can see that storyline too. Hey, you cost me 2 months of my life. You know.
Yeah.
They could. There's a lot of different ways they can work their storyline into the ring.
If they patch it up,
But the problem is that I think a big part of the reason why they walked out was poor creativity with them as champions. Mm-hmm. So I don't think the poor creativity will end on their part.
Yeah. Well, that's been one of the flaws that WWE has had for quite some time. I can just look at comments and, you know, whether it's social media, YouTube or whatever, Twitter, and I see the fans always complaining still about certain things that they do. You know, no matter how good the superstar is, they'll always say that it doesn't matter in WWE. They'll find a way to screw it up. And they're so used to that. I wonder why they still watch it.
Yeah. Do you think that they were trying to set up for a Bianca Belair and a Ronda Rousey unification match?
You know what? I'm going to say no because, no. I don't know, T. I was going to say probably not because I can't see them actually doing that for Bianca Belair, even though I think she is over pretty damn good.
Yeah.
But, and I would hope that they wouldn't do it for Ronda because I'm sorry. She's just not that good to me. She's not a good champion.
I like her ring work for the most part. It still is very, very raw.
Mm-hmm.
But her mic work is god awful. Yeah. I'm sorry.
It's pretty bad.
I love Ronda more than most people do.
Yeah.
But her mic work is just not good.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. I'm not going to lie, it's pretty bad. But
they try to sneak in the B word every once in a while to make her promos cool. And
yeah.
Nah, man, that to me, that makes it worse.
Yep. I'm surprised she's still hanging in there this long. I'm surprised she came back. I wasn't surprised when she left, but I'm surprised she did come back. I heard the schedule was very overwhelming for her. She wasn't used to all of that. She wasn't with it, but she's still there. And they've made her a champion now, but I would say no, T, but hey, I wouldn't be surprised with anything that the WWE, you know, would do. But if they did it, which one do you think they would let unify that women's championship?
Bianca would unify and Sasha and Ronda would take her some time off. You know, she's pretty much part-time anyway, so.
Mm-hmm. Well, I wouldn't have a problem with that, T. Not at all. But
no,
I'd be a little surprised if they done that. But again, I don't watch it enough to know. Maybe they really do love Bianca that much, and they would do that. But I'd be surprised if they let a black woman beat her and unify the titles. I just would be. But it does look like they have her over now. She comes out bouncing and swinging the ponytail. And they put her at the end of the night sometimes. I've seen her in a few main events. I like that. That's cool. And speaking of that, well, we'll get to it. Tony Khan, you got to do better with Jade. Jade's got to do that too. Jade is not on. He's doing good with her, but not good enough. And I know people are saying, "Damn, man, you just ain't gonna never be satisfied, are you?" Well, she's the TBS champion, and we've said this before. Some weeks she's on TBS, but most weeks she's on TNT. That doesn't make any damn sense. Stop that. Stop it. If you're gonna put her on TNT all the time, then give her the AEW Women's Champion, because Thunder Rosa's championship reign, it's been forgettable already. If you want to be real.
I actually forgot she was the champion.
You see what I'm saying? My point exactly. Tony Khan always does this. I love you, Tony. I do. I appreciate you bringing a new wrestling promotion that made WWE better, because WWE never gets better until they have competition. That's how I know they're lying when they say AEW is no competition. That's bull. We know that. However, they've been slipping lately. I mean, they've been slipping, and the main problem for me is that they have these good stories sometimes, and they can run them for a while. Some can last 2 months, 3 months. But damn, what is the purpose in having all these stories for these people to become champion, and then they win the championship, and then they're forgotten about? He did it with Hangman Adam Page. He's doing it right now with Thunder Rosa. He's slick doing it with Jade. Look at the match that she's going to be in Double or Nothing. They just threw that together. You hadn't had a story with Anna Jay. All she did was come out and help the girls that they were jumping. He's got to stop. He does everything good until they win the championship, and then they're forgotten about. Like, you have to stop that. Because they're the champion, you don't throw them away. You don't kick them to the curb. You got better stories going on for people who are not challenging for the title than the people who have the titles. Makes no sense to me. Scorpio Sky, he could have a better story angle going on right now as well. And I'm sick of him being with the other two guys as much as I, you know, used to like that. Lambert and Ethan Page, when they come out, everybody's doing more talking than the damn champion. You know, Scorpio Sky, he doesn't even hold his belt all the time. He's always just snapping his finger, saying it's his time. I like Scorpio Sky, but I think they should be doing better. It's time for him to get away from that. I thought they were going to do that. They made it look like he was going babyface, and then nothing, you know, like the championship match with Kazarian. It just didn't go right. I didn't understand the ending. I like how it ended. He won. Scorpio Sky, he retained the title, but
yeah,
I don't understand what they're doing sometimes, and I don't know if they're fishing, just trying to see how we're going to react before they go all the way in with it and change that person to babyface or change him to heel, but I'm not sure. What else we got, man? What else we got next? We talked about Sasha Banks and Naomi. Now, what else we got with WWE?
Let's talk about that nice title for your unification, the tag title unification.
There we go. The Usos. They are the champions. They are now the...
They have all the gold.
They have all the gold. What is it? The SmackDown Tag Team Champions. The Raw Tag Team Champions. Unified. They've got four belts. They got all the strap. They got all the gold. Roman as well. I like it. I actually love it.
So do I.
Your thoughts on what they're doing, where they're going. I mean, sometimes you just never know. You know, I'm like, man, if they let RK-Bro win this, because I've heard that people love RK-Bro. They do.
They do.
I don't know why, but, I mean, I love Randy Orton, but I guess because they're just different and it's fun and it's family-oriented. The fans love all that crap, but some of the WWE fans, I mean. But, nah, I haven't watched it enough to just get into that or feel it. But I'm like, hey, man, Roman Reigns has all the gold. Why not the Usos have it? I like how they did it. And I want to take this time before you say what you want to say about the Usos, T. I want to take this time to just give another – let me give my flowers to Paul Heyman. Because Paul Heyman has always been good, no doubt about it. But he just keeps getting better and better and better. I never would imagine that he would be this good with somebody else other than Brock Lesnar. He is doing damn good with Roman Reigns. Me and my son was watching SmackDown a week or two ago, and when I tell you, we love to laugh, and we always laugh at good WWE writing, and this has been some pretty good writing. Paul Heyman, he don't have to say anything sometimes. Just his presence, the way he acts, coming down the ramp, on the way to the ring, the way he's holding Roman's belts, the way he passes him his belts, his microphone.
It's all perfect.
It's perfect. He treats the man like he's God. I love it. He's still badass, and I just want to just give him his flowers right now, his roses. Paul Heyman, man, you damn near the GOAT of managers and whatever else you want to call it. We know you still have some, I think he still has probably some say-so with some of the booking or some of the writing. I'm not sure, but at one point I know he did back in the day.
At one point he was over SmackDown, but to the best of my knowledge, he is just talent now. He doesn't. I think Vince fired him from that role.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, either way.
But I second every bit of that, man. Paul Heyman. From the moment I saw him with Paul Heyman, I knew then they had fireworks. From the moment they cut that little silent promo backstage where Roman was saying this as a spoiler, you know, he used Paul Heyman's line, and they panned the camera over to Paul Heyman, and they're looking at each other. I was like, at this moment right here, Roman Reigns needs a title and needs to keep it for a couple of years. And sure enough, I don't know if they listen to me, Jarvis, or if I just know what I'm talking about sometimes, but it's been almost 2 years now.
Maybe a little bit of both.
Yeah, fireworks.
Yeah.
Absolute fireworks. And that's a large part of the credit to Paul Heyman.
Yeah.
You know, we saw a brand new Roman Reigns, and that was established using Paul Heyman.
Yep.
And that to me says a lot.
Agreed, T. And it's a lot of that. There are a lot of fans that don't like Roman Reigns, from what I see. Like I said, I read stuff, man. I just like to know where everybody's thoughts are, where their minds are, who they like. There's a lot of people that are sick of it. Every time I get to reading some things. Yeah, I like such and such. Yeah, I like such and such. Finn Balor, Damian Priest, such and such. But damn it, Kevin Owens. But damn it, they just keep pushing Roman Reigns. I'm sick of it. Man, this is what you do. I mean, did you say you were sick of CM Punk being the champion for over 400-something days? Did you say you were sick of Hulk Hogan being the champion for, Lord knows how long? I mean, stop it. Stop it, stop it, stop it. I'm not going to say the reasons why they're hating, but I think we all kind of know why. But I'm not going to play that part or do that. But there are a lot of people that do not like this. But I just want to go on a limb and say I love it. They're doing a great job with it. They got all the gold. This is the way it's supposed to be. When you're heel, sometimes when you're doing what they're doing, dominant, kicking ass, jumping people, always winning matches, but not fair, they're supposed to dominate. That's exactly what it's supposed to be. Now, I will say this. I will say this, and I hope I don't ruffle anybody's feathers here as far as WWE fans go. I did see Kenny Omega, the Elite, Don Callis. I did kind of see them do this already a year ago. I'm not going to lie. However, this is still good. I love the entrance. I love the stage presence, the mic, the promos, just everything. The Usos, you know, the names, the titles, the shirts, the bloodline, head of the table, tribal chief. I'm digging all of it.
It's all perfect.
It's all perfect. I'm not going to lie. I just thought I would remind everyone that I did see Kenny Omega and the Elite with all the gold doing this a year or two ago as well. But I'm not saying that they're getting it from them, but I'm just saying that they kind of was doing the same thing. But that is exactly the way it's supposed to be done. If you have a click and you've got the gold and you've got these other guys that's with you, you know, like, who was it? What's their name? Luke Gallows and what's those guys' name again? Impact.
Gallows and Anderson.
Yeah, those guys from Impact, they had the gold tag team titles. They be coming on AEW. They be on Dynamite with Kenny Omega, and you had the Bucks. They had their gold for AEW. I mean, and Kenny Omega had his title, AAA title. I mean, it was like, wow, this a lot of damn gold. And even Don Callis had to tote some of the straps as well, too. So I liked it. They did good. And Kenny Omega, man, I hope you're well. I'm hearing that you are. You're back. You're finally back in the day-to-day in the office with AEW. Everybody like Kenny Omega so much. He cool, but I begin to like him a lot more when him and Don Callis had their run. It was really good.
Oh, no, that whole thing was great.
It was great. I'm ready to see that again or something. I don't know if he'll come back heel. I don't know if he'll come back babyface and he'll, you know, get into it with Adam Cole, because Adam Cole has been kind of running the clique since he's left. So I could definitely see a good story with him kicking Adam Cole's ass real quick, and I wouldn't have a problem with that at all. But I'm just saying, like, Adam, Kenny Omega, you're missed, and I wish you'd come on back, because I mean, I know Tony Khan thought it's okay because I've got Punk, I've got Danielson, but man, AEW was still so much better, and I was afraid of this, and you said it too, T. They were so much better before they brought all these NXT guys in, man. It was still so much better when it was homegrown AEW. And that is the reason why Paige wants to kick CM Punk's ass. However, he didn't explain himself good enough. Unless they're going to move on with the story and keep it going out the D-O-N, double or nothing, I just think that something's missing with that. But that's neither here nor there. We'll get into that in a minute. Terrence, so we talked about Roman Reigns. We talked about what they've done to Usos. How long is this going to go on now? Because we hear Roman may be leaving for a little minute, or then there are other reports saying that he's really not going anywhere. He's just not going to be doing any of these damn house shows anymore, and he's going to get a little more time off. Deservingly so, too. I have no problem with that. But just give me your thoughts on what's going on right now with Roman Reigns and the Usos. They've got all the gold. Where do they go from here? What's next?
Well, as Macho Man would always say, hey, you win the titles in the ring, you got to lose them in the ring. So I think it's a situation where they have to make sure. There's one thing, and it's like I was talking about with Jade Cargill. The person that beats Roman, you have to get that right. And Jarvis, I don't see anybody in the company outside of Cody that should beat Roman.
I agree.
Straight up. Like, I don't think Seth should. Kevin Owens shouldn't. Finn Balor, maybe, you know, with the right push in the right situation, but he's nowhere near that right situation right now. AJ Styles, same thing, in the right situation, maybe, but he's not in the right situation right now. You know, AJ Styles will need to, like, win the Royal Rumble or something. The only person I can see doing it right today, if they had a match, it was built right today, would be Cody. And, I think they got to wait until he wins the Money in the Bank, maybe. But, you know, it's got to be something like that. As far as Usos, the same thing, man. The empire has to crumble at the right time with the right people. If my money should be on the, what's the guys with the cups?
With the cups?
Yeah, Montez Ford and...
I don't know the other guy's name, but I know what you're talking about.
They want to smoke. I forgot their names.
I don't know what their names is now. They,
right.
Were they a part of the Hit Row? Guys, they weren't the Hit Row, were they?
They should be the ones, to me, to beat the Usos, because I feel like a match or a series of matches between those two teams could be very, very good.
Okay, I got you. And I don't know. I'll admit I'm not very fond of all the tag teams in the WWE. But then again, they don't have a lot of great tag teams. So I don't.
There you go.
So I there's no reason for me to disagree with you. Know tag team that belongs to AEW. There, just I don't like how they do the tag team matches.
I agree with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that would be cool. That would be cool.
And
but
I'd be surprised if you see some of those guys jump ship, man. Some of those tag teams. But Vince is just not a huge fan of tag teams. So he could use some of those tag teams.
He could. He definitely could. We'll see. We'll see. What else we got with WWE? We know that the Usos they got all the gold. We know what they're doing. Now, I just want to briefly take this time to say, excuse me, Bobby Lashley and Umos. Man, I watched a match with Bobby Lashley and Umos or whatever his name is. And, man, that was about a good 20 minutes. I couldn't get back.
Man,
that was pretty bad.
Those are terrible.
I'm sorry, that was pretty bad.
From that feud as quickly as possible.
Yes, please. You don't have just because it was called WrestleMania Backlash didn't mean everybody had to fight again at that pay per view. And now we're moving into Hell in a Cell, and these guys are still at it. Like, come on, man. I would have loved it if it was. And I know what they're trying to do with this guy. This is a huge dude. This is a 7 foot something. You got to try to make him something. I understand they're trying to make him a star, and I appreciate it. I do. But I thought it would have been better if it was MVP and Bobby Lashley doing all of the, you know, the beefing in his rivalry.
I'm with you on that.
And I know MVP's not the same MVP. I know he's older, but, man, MVP ain't that bad. I watched him just the other night.
No, he's in good shape.
He's still in good shape. Yeah. Shout out to MVP. I also want to take this time, Terrence, before we get to AEW, and I want to hurry up and push it and get done here, but – man, would I be crazy if I slid Edge in my – and we need to do this. This is the Great Debate Show. It's time to start debating wrestling. Who is the top five wrestlers of all time? That's not easy because there's so many great ones.
Right.
But would I be crazy? Would I, as Nick says, would I need a drug test? Would I need to be drug tested if I put Edge and slid him in my top five? And I'll explain why.
You don't need a drug test, but I would like if you took one.
I got you. Well, here's what I see. Man, I know you told me he switched it up and he was, you know, like this dark side Edge and he's got this click and everything. And they're doing that better than Tony Khan ever did the Dark Order. I don't know what they were thinking about, but that just never went anywhere.
The Dark Order was not dark at all.
They were not. And now they're just a thing of the past. But anyway, Edge, when I first heard it, because I didn't know. I heard him coming to the ring, and it's the first time I seen the entrance or whatever since he's been doing this. And I heard, "You think you know me? You never did." Man, I damn near fell on the floor laughing because, like, I love entertainment. I love funny stuff, and the WWE has always had my attention when they're funny and they're writing good funny stuff. That's funny to me. He's this new dude. He's this heel who has this crazy, mean-looking, possessed, evil look on his face at all times, and, you know, he's got the other guy on his side. Is that Damian Priest? Is it Priest?
Yes,
okay.
Damian Priest and Rhea Ripley.
And Rhea Ripley now. I love it. And they're doing a good job with it. Edge, just how he can just be, like, I don't think there's anything he can't do. And the fact that he's doing what he's doing now, after being gone for 9-10 years, and we never thought he'd wrestle again, and he's doing it.
No, we didn't.
Man, he's a living legend in his own right. And when I go back and look at the things that he's done, man, I'm thinking about sliding him in the top five. Seriously, man, when I think about what he's doing now, him and Lita, that was great. That was like the best edge, in my opinion. He goes in John Cena's house and slaps the shit out his father. He's with Vicky. He's kissing Vicky Guerrero and sleeping with the boss to get all the title matches and keep the gold around his waist. Just using her, just doing things that we've probably done to women in our past when we were younger. I mean, he's the playboy. You know what I'm saying? Using the cougar. What else has he done? It's just been so him and Alicia Fox. They had a great segment with the wedding that Triple H bust up. I mean, he's just done so many good things. Him and Matt Hardy had a good rivalry. Him and John Cena had some of the best rivalries. I mean, Edge is phenomenal, man. And I'm not trying to be on his dick. I'm just saying that I think Edge is very underrated. And I think he needs a little bit more. I think he just needs a little bit more respect on his name compared to the other wrestlers, you know, considering what the other wrestlers get versus him. I mean, he's the dude. He's still that dude. He's in phenomenal shape. You know,
he's in the best shape of his life.
He's in the best shape of his life, it looks like. And now, I'm not saying he aged very well in the face, you know, but, I mean, look, the guy's damn near 50, and he's still doing his thing, and he's in great shape, and he still puts on great matches. I mean, Edge, between Edge and AJ Styles and I don't know. From what I see, those are still the two best wrestlers right now. And Randy Orton, of course. But these are the top three as far as just putting together good matches. And it's just about putting everything right with the right people. And they got a good angle going on. And I just wanted to take the time to say that Edge is, I think he's always been underrated. And I think it's time that we give him his flowers. And I'm giving him his flowers right now. I'm thinking about putting him in my top five. We're going to do that debate probably on the next episode or so. But I'm going to have to think about it some more. I know there's Bret Hart. There's Shawn Michaels. There's Ric Flair. There's the Triple H's and the Kurt Angles. And I get it. But dang, my Edge is still doing his thing. Stone Cold didn't come back from that neck injury. You know, Kurt Angle, the painkillers and all the stuff that he had to go through, you know, the way, because his body was so beat up. Yeah, yeah. You know, this guy's still doing it, though. So shout out to Adam Copeland, man. Just wanted to say that before we move on. Is there anything else with the WWE that's interesting that you would like to talk about, though, Terrence, before we move on to AEW?
No, I just think that the thing to watch going forward would be just to see how they do about getting the titles off Roman. Because they can't mess that up. And if it's, I just got to say, if it's at SummerSlam, I will be live and in the house for that one.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, it probably will be SummerSlam. Where is it going to be?
Nashville.
Oh, wow. That's exactly where, that'll probably be his last pay-per-view for a while, right there. This is where I think he may take a break if he loses. They have to get ready to start building that up so Cody can get it. But how would Cody get that belt? I mean, there's no brand split. I haven't heard them say anything about it. I mean, them getting rid of the brand split, but I have heard rumors that they're going away with that. They would have to for Cody to become the champion. He's on Raw. What are they going to do? How are they going to put this together? But they definitely need to get Cody that belt to make it look like, hey, he is the shit. He came from AEW. Yeah, he did, but he's hot.
Right.
They got to give him that belt. And I don't know if Cody comes if he doesn't know he's going to get it. They can't go past SummerSlam.
I definitely think he knows he's getting it.
Yeah, it has to. They can't go past SummerSlam because you don't want to do like AEW and just kind of just hold it too long. Then it's not as memorable anymore. Hangman Adam Page won the title way past the time that he should have got it. They ran that out.
I agree.
It should have happened way before it did. So when it happened, it didn't feel as special as it would have, you know, had he did it a year earlier or a few months earlier.
Right.
So we'll see, but I definitely think Cody's going to get it at SummerSlam. I'm just wondering how they're going to pull it off when they still have, you know, Roman on. Well, maybe that's why they unified it, though. I'm sure that's why they done that. But right now, are they saying anything? Like, there's no title on Raw. What are Seth, Cody, Kevin Owens, all these guys, the top dot, what are they fighting for?
Yeah, from what I'm hearing, the brand split is unofficially over. They're just going to keep having everybody on both shows and not announce that the brand split is over.
Mm-hmm. Okay, gotcha. Michael Cole, last Friday on SmackDown, kind of pulled a JR. Michael Cole, I've gave him his props, I think, before recently here on maybe the last wrestling show we did. So, quickly, I'm giving flowers out like a mug today. I must be a florist. But I want to give them to him too, because he was so good and funny before one of the Usos jumped on the table on what's his name? Who was that?
Matt Riddle.
Riddle, yeah. It was just hilarious, you know, like Jay or Jimmy, which one? Don't do it, don't do it. Oh my God, don't do it. And he, of course, he's gonna do it, and he did it.
Oh,
and Roman's choking Randy Orton down, and man, it was good. That was a great ending. They won the titles, and you know, and a table. We got to see a table broke. I don't know why AEW won't bring tables and won't move JR and them down to the bottom of the ramp. And stop that. The rails, the whole WCW look, changed it. Get a few discs. You're finna get Ring of Honor. You got a whole Ring of Honor announce team now. Because one of the guys was actually at the commentary table on Wednesday's Dynamite. So go ahead and bring those tables down. Change the scenery. Change the whole look. And let's get some people getting slammed through tables more. Instead of just focusing on these long-ass 20-minute matches. And, you know, people getting injured, scratch it. Stop with all the crazy-ass matches. I mean, it was good in the beginning, but now...
And it's not necessarily just the crazy matches. It's also that the high spots, man. You can't do those high spots every single match.
Yeah, I know, right? And it seems like every time somebody complains about it...
And they don't mind suicide diving off the third rope, like, just...
Yeah.
A side moonsault from the springboard from the top, like,
yeah,
God, and I think Taker talked about this at one point. It's like, you do that so much and fans get used to seeing, and now you got to take it to a higher level, and your body's just not going to withstand that a long time.
It's not. And then not only that, it's old, it's stale, it's dry. It looks too fake. We know it's fake, but that looks too fake when they're just standing there waiting. Okay, here he comes.
Yeah,
stop it. Stop. Yeah. All right, let's go ahead and move into AEW. I'm going to say it right now. AEW really rushed a lot of the matches that's coming up for Double or Nothing, in my opinion. Little to no bill at all. Besides MJF and Wardlow, besides their story angle, it ain't been that good, in my opinion. It just hasn't. Now, I will say Punk and Hangman, they have stepped it up. It's been okay, but they just did it too late. Okay, stop insulting our intelligence, Mr. Khan. There's no way in hell. You got 3 damn months to build a story. You don't have to wait till 3 weeks before the pay-per-view. Stop that, okay? I'm a screenwriter, all right? I'm not writing for, you know, anybody in Hollywood yet. I get that, but I still know how to write. And I know good writing when I see it. I just talked about what WWE is doing. And I know bad writing when I see it. That's bad. You don't wait till 3 weeks, 2 weeks before to just push all this stuff together. It's too fast. Yeah. It's thrown together. There's no build up. And there are quite a few AEW fans that are already coming out saying they're not purchasing this. And so Tony Khan always looks at those pay-per-view numbers. And yes, they have gotten better pay-per-view by pay-per-view, especially since Punk arrived. But I don't know about this one. If anything, it'll be because Punk is in the main event going for the strap, for the gold. And I don't know how they're going to do that, but besides that match and Wardlow and MJF, nobody's really excited about anything. The Young Bucks and the Hardys, oh my God. It sounds like a dream match. Yeah, it could be, but you know what would have made it better? If you didn't wait till 2 weeks before the damn pay-per-view to make this a match and put them in a story or whatever you want to call it that they were in. They need to be in the match. They need to. If you're gonna put them in a pay-per-view, there should have been some type of build-up. We got to see nothing, you know. And it's the Young Bucks, and they've been off of TV for a little bit, you know, because it's just so much talent there, so much of a stacked roster. But I'm tired of making excuses. So, moving on. That I don't like. Let's see what else I got here.
Well, let me ask you this. I know you talked about the build for CM Punk and Hangman.
Mm-hmm.
Going through the build and seeing everything that's leading up to Double or Nothing, which is, of course, this weekend.
Yep.
Is there a particular person you want to come out with the championship, or are you just pretty much indifferent about it right now?
I don't know how to really look at it right now, to be honest with you, because of the way they built it. Like, I'm confused. I don't know who's going to be the heel, you know, and maybe that's what he wants. And again, don't get me wrong, I don't want to know everything. I don't like to predict stuff and be right all the time. I would like for you to surprise me. Just when I'm surprised in the end, I don't want to be upset and saying, oh, right, man, you shouldn't have done that. Like when Sammy Guevara won the TNT title for a third time, for whatever reason, at Battle of the Belts, Battle of the whatever it's called, just to lose it again, which I was sure he was going to lose it again. But what was the purpose in ending Scorpio Sky's,
right, exactly,
you know, winning streak? Why do that? And so if he wins like that, then he should be heel. But I ain't seen him in a few weeks, really.
Yeah,
and
I think that may have been a thing where there may have been some pettiness on Tony Khan's behalf. I think at that point he knew that Cody was leaving. And it was a situation where, hey, Cody's the only two-time champion. So why not have an only three-time champion? So that's null and void. Nobody cares about the only two-time champion. Let's talk about the only three-time champion.
Yeah, but he could have done that later. There's plenty of time for that. Sammy Guevara could win a championship again next year or something. Who cares? But
right,
you know,
10 years from now.
Yeah,
now,
you know,
to me, that invalidates the TNT championship.
Yeah, man. To answer your question, though, Terrence, a lot of people are saying that they would love to see Punk win this belt, and they would love to see Punk go heel. Punk is starting to get a little bit boring with this babyface stuff. I'm not going to lie. It's beginning to be a little stale. And WWE better pay a close attention to this with Cody. Don't burn it out, all right? And it can happen. I'm not saying it will, but it can. Luckily, he's with the PG fans, and it may not happen, but don't burn it out. They're burning this out with Punk. I'm not understanding what they're doing. Punk is just saying, I don't know why you're taking it personal or why you're so upset. I'm just trying to win the belt. I get all of that. Hangman, I don't really understand what his problem is. I do kind of like the fire that he's bringing, but he's not explaining himself enough. He said that he was going to embarrass him and dog him and do some things, and he said he was going to do it verbally with the mic, not just what he was going to do to him in the match, and then he stopped and said, I'm not going to do it because I'm just not you. Like, what are we doing here? So I'm confused, but I honestly think what they should do, my opinion, Hangman really doesn't need to lose this title just yet, because I know everybody wants to see Punk win, but man, it'll be time for it. I know Punk ain't got a lot of time left, but that's some of the reason maybe he's saying that, because he wants you to think this is it, he's going to win. And I don't think he should, because Hangman right now is finally starting to get some people to say, this is a different approach from Hangman. This is a different look, but I kind of like it, because let's be honest, he's been a boring champion. It's not
he
been that good.
He's a boring champion. Absolutely.
Yes, it has not been that good.
The Adam Cole feud did nothing for me.
Nothing. I didn't even understand what they were doing or why they did it that long. I wasn't interested at all, because I ain't a big fan of Adam Cole. I'm okay with Hangman, especially before he won the championship, but this has been kind of bad. And this is what he does when they win the strap. They get the belt, push him to the back. We've got these other stories going on. We'll make an appearance. You'll make an appearance every now and then. You'll see. He didn't even have that many matches since he's been a champion. I don't get it. But I think he needs to go heel. He's already kind of acting like, you know, he's going to be one. Whatever the reason is, have a great story to explain it. The Wednesday after Double or Nothing, on why you did what you did, on how you cheated to retain your title. Talk about, go ahead and then bring out the real frustrations or whatever personal that you have against CM Punk. There's plenty of things you can say. He came here. He's not from here. I built this bitch. And you just think you're going to come here and blah, blah, blah. There's plenty of things that can go with it, but he didn't get into all of that. He didn't really voice his opinions. So that's where I was kind of lost at. Maybe they're going to go on with this after Double or Nothing. They would have to, I expect. But I'm not sure if Punk should win this title just yet. I think Hangman probably should keep it, and he should go heel. And at some point, Punk can definitely go heel. And I want him to do that. It's time. But I don't. That's why I don't know why they put those two together. I mean, Punk didn't have to fight for this belt just yet. This could have been somebody else to take the strap from him.
Yeah, there's rumors that Omega might come out and make Punk lose, and we'll get an Omega and CM Punk feud.
You've heard that?
Yeah.
Wow. See, I haven't. Now, I was looking for Omega to show up, but then I keep hearing these different rumors about, well, yeah, he's kind of cleared. He's back in the office doing the day-to-day, but he's still frying his brain over this video game. He was doing a good job with it, but then I heard that their THQ or whatever their name is, who they used to do WWE games, they came out and said that Kenny Omega is starting to become an ass, and Omega is saying that they just don't know what the hell they're doing, and they just kind of not getting along. But the word is, if Kenny Omega is willing to listen, we can still work this thing out and finish the deal and get this game wrapped up. But I'm not sure if it's coming out in September now because of the delays that they've had with their relationship, pretty much. So I like that if that happens, but I don't like it. I kind of like it and I don't like it. Kenny Omega in a feud with Punk makes sense because we've seen Omega and Hangman, but I just don't know if that's the way I would do it just yet. They shouldn't have put those two together. I really didn't like that, and I don't understand it. So I guess if you want to set up Omega and Punk, yeah, that's cool, but who's going to be the heel? That means Punk will still be babyface, and will Hangman still be babyface as well? Something needs to change. I think Hangman needs to go more Stone Cold, you know, during that time when, you know, he was champion and, you know, like, he's always kind of been, he's never been babyface, but everybody loved him.
It's kind of an anti-hero, you know?
There you go. Maybe Hangman needs to take that Stone Cold approach from 01, 02, whenever those years was when he sold out, you know, to Vince McMahon. That's what he needs to do. I think Hangman should probably hold on to it, but then again, I know people probably don't agree because they're sick of seeing him with it. I'm okay with Punk having the belt, but if Punk's going to win the belt, he needs to be heel, and he needs to do something dirty to win it. I don't know. Maybe what if Omega came back and Punk wins because of that, because Omega jumps and attacks Hangman. And I know I don't want to see Hangman and Omega again, but I mean, it would be a good way to say, okay, Punk is the champion, but he didn't win fair and square. And now he's kind of, you know, attacking Hangman with Omega after the match, so he's heel.
Yeah.
I don't know. Something, but.
I guess they do have some avenues if that's the case, but.
It's just not good booking, though.
I just don't have much interest in it.
Yeah. And I don't blame you.
I just think that booking a babyface versus a babyface is kind of rough.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't do a good job of it.
It's Hulk Hogan versus Ultimate Warrior. And
they didn't do a good job.
Nobody knew who
to cheer for. That match built itself, and you got to keep in mind they built that match for months ahead of time.
Well, hold on.
I think,
what match?
The Hogan and
okay. Gotcha.
Hogan and Warrior. Gotcha. They started before the Rumble, essentially.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. But see, and that's okay though if you build it right. You know, at least build it right. But I still was surprised they done it, and I was even more surprised that Hogan lost. But but I did love it. I loved every minute of it, but I never was a fan of Ultimate Warrior either, though. I hated both of those guys. Like, I'm sorry. They were trash to me. As a kid, I was more of the heel. I loved Ric Flair, the styling and profiling. I loved HBK walking to the ring with Sensational Sherry and, you know, the earrings out the ear, the flamboyant. I like stuff like that. I like entertainers. I like people that talk shit and back it up at the same time. Or even if they don't back it up, they still dirty as hell. So they're going to find a way to get over. You know, that's what I used to love growing up. And I still do to this day. And Edge heel, and I know y'all tired of me talking about Edge, but Edge
heel.
Edge heel was pretty damn good. Man, for real. But man, that's pretty much all I got, man. I'll say this. Whoever wins, I just hope it's a good match. And I hope that first of all, Double or Nothing, though, is too many matches. The card is too stacked.
This is why they need to add more pay-per-views, man, because I get it, but at the same time, you lose the value in it when you have 20 matches on the card.
Yeah, nobody is going to. I mean, they even have certain matches that fans are already saying this is a piss break match. And Jade Cargill versus Anna Jay, to a lot of fans, are a piss break match. For one, not just because they have a problem with either one of the females, it's just mostly that they didn't build it. They didn't do anything to have them looking forward to it. And let's be real, I don't think Anna Jay is going to win the TBS championship. She better not. But, you know, either way, no matter how it goes, it's like, okay, I appreciate you putting Jade on the pay-per-view, but you didn't build it right. If she still needs to get better with her promos, even though it's slowly but surely she is coming around, she's got to be on live TV more. Forget the backstage stuff. Jade don't belong in the back, damn it. She don't belong in the back, point blank. I mean, I don't think there's a man alive that thinks she deserves to be in the back cutting promos. She needs to have her ass in that ring. I'm okay with her and Mark Sterling and all of that. I love the baddies. I love what they're doing with all of that. That is good, but it needs to be more of it, and it needs to be more of it on Wednesday night, not Friday night. I don't like how they put that match together, though. They just threw that together. And Red Velvet losing the match to Statlander. I didn't understand that either. What's the purpose in the baddies and Jade and them being out there if they wasn't going to help cheat or do anything for Red Velvet to win? Now, she did put on a good match. That was surprisingly a good match. I'm not going to lie, between those two. But look what they did, Terrence. They let Statlander beat Red Velvet so Statlander could go against Ruby Soho in this last match for the tournament before the Owen Hart tournament before Double or Nothing on Sunday. And it's like, they did it again. That's another babyface versus babyface, isn't it? I mean, I know Statlander's changed a little bit, but she hasn't went heel. She's not officially heel. She's just a little different and took some of the paint off.
That's rough. They got to quit doing that.
They got to stop. Tony Khan, stop listening to all the damn fans. We used to praise you for listening to what we wanted, but now I'm telling you to stop. Because fans are fans for a reason. We don't know nothing. We don't know what we're doing, you know? But at some point, we're going to start saying, you don't know what you're doing if you keep listening to us. What's that what John Madden always used to say? When the fans get the booing, the coach for the certain plays is being called and they're getting their asses whooped. And he always said, well, you don't do this or do that just because of what the fans are doing. That's a quick way to find yourself in the seat with the fans.
Right, exactly. You'll be a fan right with the fans.
Yeah. Tony Khan, stop it. Stop it, stop it, stop it. Please. I'm telling you. I love AEW. I want it to be successful. I ain't going to lie. Because WWE had been so bad, I really wanted them to take them out. Not going to lie. I wanted them to take them out. But that's not going to happen. Let's be real. Because AEW has done what every other wrestling promotion has done. It's tried to go up against the kings. The big dogs, the head of the table. They keep messing up because they try too hard. They say they don't focus on the competition. They don't focus on taking them out. And, you know, it's all pretty much cap. Because I think that's the very reason why they end up losing their sales, losing where they are at, where they're supposed to be going, because they're focused too much on taking them out. I'm sick of this forbidden door crap. I'm sick of all these other people I don't know all these people. When these people come in and make let us know who they are.
It doesn't captivate me, but I do have a forbidden.
Let us know who they are, T.
I don't know who they are all the time. I'm not interested in them.
Yeah, I'm not. I mean,
they have enough of those guys over there. I've seen enough of those guys.
Excalibur.
They're all the same guy.
Yeah, Excalibur is the only one who quickly, because they have him on he's like on a treadmill when it comes to his commentary sometimes and talking about the matches and what's coming up next week and this week, you know, how they run all those things so quick and he's just freestyling real quick, damn, they're out of breath. Like, come on, man, y'all slow it down. I got to pause and rewind and see what that was you just said because you showed it for a split second and showed the next match. Excalibur is the only person that will briefly say.
I'm not a fan of that. It's cool to hear him reading that fast and for him to not skip any words or anything, but slow it down for me.
Yeah, and that's not his fault. It's because they're running the hell out of him. Man, stop it. Yeah. And he doesn't even get enough time to explain who this person is and where they come from. And they just assume that we know. Every AEW fan doesn't keep up with other promotions, other wrestling promotions. They don't watch AEW Dark, AEW Dark Elevation. They don't keep up with the YouTube shows. They don't keep up with all the video packages that you make. This is why you need another damn show and some more TV time so you can put that stuff on TV, not just on YouTube. And I know when you're new, you're new. I get it.
Right.
And I know the budgets have to be, you know, because this stuff is not cheap. I've heard Tony Khan say that before. This stuff is not cheap. It costs it costs every bit of $700,000-$800,000 per show to produce a show. You know, you got your pyro, you got your lights, you got, and you're not the big dog, so you can't do what WWE does. You know, I get it. You know, everybody, at one point, Vince McMahon couldn't do that. He couldn't do what he's doing now. You know, so I get that. But, man, it's got to be a better way. And I wish he'd figure that out. And he probably would figure that out if he would stop hiring people for the wrong things. And you have someone like William Regal who should be giving him some kind of input. You have, I think he should have brought Coordinator Bischoff in. I'm sorry. But he's too sensitive sometimes thinking about what they're saying instead of just listening. I know, people say things about me sometimes. I love constructive criticism because that's how I get better. But I understand if somebody just hating on my ass. I know the difference. So, look.
Yeah, well, you got to think about it in that situation where Cornette has been fired by Vince. Eric Bischoff has been fired by Vince multiple occasions. And he put Eric Bischoff out of business. Those guys want to kick Vince's ass. Why not bring him in?
There you go, T. There you go. And again, I'm not saying bring in anybody that's toxic, that's going to blow the place up, and they're going to go up in flames. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that, look, I don't listen to Jim Cornette much, but some of the stuff that I've heard him say recently, he ain't been wrong. He has not been wrong.
He's pretty spot on a lot of times. He just lets his emotions get the best of him.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, he can be too blunt. He's very outspoken, I know. And sometimes some of the stuff does sound personal. And that's why a lot of people don't really care for Cornette. But I'm just saying, I know facts when I hear it. And John Moxley, Cornette is saying, and a lot of other people has confirmed, that this whole Blackpool Combat Club or whatever you call it, that Moxley and Bryan Danielson and Wheeler Yuta are doing right now, and I ain't really feeling it. I know what they're doing. They're getting ready for these trio championship titles, which I don't understand that, because I'm not going to sit up and watch all these six-man tag team matches. I'm not going to do that. I'm not. I will not. If they make those trio matches, Tony Khan, I'm telling you right now, I will have one foot out the door and the other one on a banana peel. So, that's what they're doing it for, but I'm not feeling it because William Regal should be doing something else. And they said this was John Moxley's idea. And I don't know why, but Moxley, this is what I'm saying, TK. Stop it. Stop it. Bring in the people who know how to book, who know how to promote, who know how to write and create the right stories. They do have good stories, don't get me wrong. But, you know, like, it's getting to the point now that where it's still more bad than good on the show. And that's what's going to, you know, get me away from AEW. And the more I'm watching WWE, the more I'm saying to myself now that, hey, man, my son really wasn't wrong. I understand why he was frustrated and got up and went outside and went to the store or whatever. He was tired of watching that damn 18, 20-minute match from 7 to 7:20. And then you still didn't get a promo. We went right into another match. He didn't like that. He was like, man, when somebody going to talk? When it going to be a promo? He's WWE.
At some point, it's a glorified circus act.
There you go.
And we've all seen that circus act 100 times.
You know who I blame the most, OT? The AEW fans. I'm sorry. Yep. Some of the AEW fans talk too.
Some critical thoughts out there. Yeah, they come back at you.
Yeah, and they talk too much about all this hardcore wrestling. We love the wrestling. It's pro wrestling. Forget all the entertainment. Man, shut up. Stop. Right. Mix it up. And that's why I like what Chris Jericho did. It's just that Jericho, I need to see more sports entertainment. You know, like, I hear what you're saying, and I like where you're going with it, but it's already getting old for you. You've said Wizard 100 times already, throwing fireballs in people's faces. Like, okay, now what? I don't know, man. It's starting to get stale. It is. I hate to say it, but it is. Jade's keeping me in there, though. The fact that Punk is there is keeping me in there. I was really liking Bryan Danielson. He was making a heel turn. If anybody's forgotten, he was making a heel turn. And then Moxley says, let's do this. Nah. He should take his ass back to rehab or something, man. I don't mean no harm. I didn't like that, man. So he messed up a good thing.
I got a fantasy question for you.
Okay.
So people talk about the Forbidden Door all the time, but I got to ask you, you got to choose matchup one or matchup two, right? Yeah. Matchup one is Jade Cargill versus Bianca Belair. Mm. Matchup two is a freestyle interest battle between Max Caster and John Cena.
Oh, my God. If either one of these happen for real, T, we will no longer have to question if people listen to the Great Debate Show out there in Connecticut. Or in Jacksonville, Florida. I love that, Terrence. Damn. And you've gotten me. This is tough. This is a tough one because John Cena, you know he's actually came out and gave praise to Caster, to Max Caster.
Hey, Caster's damn good.
He's damn good, and Cena told him. And it was, you know, Caster was like, wow, I can't believe it, but it's an honor for him to say that about me and whatever. And that's why I was like, damn. And after that happened, because he was on the road for about 2-3 weeks straight on Rampage. And then, what's his name? Bowens got hurt, his teammate, and shit, he's yeah, out. They, he's out
gotta,
for right
when
now.
He, when he comes back, they've got to have a good babyface turn.
They've got to win the titles. That's what they need to do. They need to put them in a story and eventually build them up to win the titles. And before that happens, though, Santana and Ortiz, they still ain't won the titles. They're still in the damn, whatever you want to call it, with JAS and all those guys. Look, they just going all over the place with this crap. And Santana and Ortiz is not getting their full justice here. I'm surprised they're still happy with the time that they're getting on TV, to be honest with you. But, man, to answer your question, T, damn. Whew. I still got to go with the women just because. But, again, Bianca Belair, she is a better wrestler than Jade. Jade still is Raw, let's be honest.
Yeah.
But she is getting better slowly but surely. The way she could get better is if you gave her more matches too, you know, or unless she's really doing some good training. Now, Bryan Danielson is training her and Dustin Rhodes. They've been training her, and I just want to see more. I just want to see, if you're not going to show me more, then hurry up and get the matches over with. Stop making her matches look so damn. Goldberg used to whoop a motherfucker ass in a minute, if it even took a minute sometimes. 2-3 minutes tops when he had his streak going on. I'm hearing fans say she's the female Goldberg. Well, she needs to be, you know, getting in and out of these matches like, and then she'll have time to talk on the microphone. And speaking of the microphone, I will say, though, Bianca Belair and Jade, that's the one I'll have to go with. But damn, right after that match, doom, doom, doom. Listen.
Right.
Listen. I would still love for that to come right after that, seriously. But I want to say this real quick, though, before we get out. Man, what was I about to say? Who was I just talking about? Max Caster, John Cena.
Bianca Belair, Jade Cargill.
Oh, yes. Thunder Rosa and Serena Deeb. That's what I wanted to touch on real quick. They waited too long to get that started as well. That build could have been better. The promos that they did, I've heard different, everybody has different opinions. Some people say, so it was okay. They're getting better. Tony Khan is finally starting to work with these women because, let's be honest, he hadn't really thought much about women's wrestling. He just hadn't.
Right.
You know, he ain't put a lot of effort in it. Now it looks like he's saying, well, what about this? What about that? But that promo, I'm going to tell you, it was almost like they tried too hard, where they both were out there talking and they kept talking about women's wrestling and we are this and we are that. They're pretty much just offended by everybody. They've heard all the talks about how bad women's wrestling has been in AEW and how they're not treating it like their baby. And in the end, Serena Deeb was doing some good stuff about a few months ago, and they stopped. I don't know why. Even my brother and somebody else tuned in and said, hey, man, who is that Serena Deeb bitch? I mean, well, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said exactly what they were saying, but they were just like, who is she? They were like, who is she? And I'm like, hey, man, she's been around, but she's finally making it to the big leagues, and she is pretty damn good. And they thought it was very good and creative and funny on how she was this professor. She's the professor of wrestling. And she had a match or two where she would have a 5-minute challenge and she would whoop their ass in 5 minutes or less. They only did it like once or twice, though, and they went away from it. She should have done that every other week up until now. That way, if anybody wondered who would win, you know what I'm saying? You would kind of be hard-pressed to just say, hey, Thunder Rosa is still going to retain. Well, I'm not sure about that. If Serena Deeb's been whooping a lot of women's ass, and she's been doing it in 2 minutes, 3 minutes, they went away from that. Now, Serena Deeb, she's not bad, but I would like a little bit more emphasis on the mic. I would like for her to be a little bit louder. I like what she's saying, but the presence, the stage presence, you can see is something missing. There's something lacking from the both of those women. And what I don't like about it is that they're trying to get those two, you know, with the promos and get them out there. They had the promos, not in the back, in the front, on the stage, with Tony Schiavone and all of that. But you can't let Jay do that. Jay's never really had a confrontation with anybody as far as a promo goes. It's always in the back. I don't know if that's on her.
I'm thinking that after this feud, I'm sure what's her name will go over. Thunder Rosa will go over. Hey, come Wednesday, roll Jay out there, let them have a feud and unify those titles. And we talked about this before. I think Jay needs the main women's title.
Yeah, because
I think Jade's status is the women's champion. So why not just put the belt on her?
Why not?
The main belt.
Why not? Goldberg was a United States champion, I think, for a little minute, the U.S. champion or something, and then bam, just like that, I think he might have was still the U.S. champion when he won the World Heavyweight Championship. Yeah, so come on with it, man. Give her the belt. I'm with it. Even if they don't unify it, I'm still with it. I'm gonna tell you something that I thought about, and this is what they should do. They should let Jade Cargill pull the old Edge. And this is another reason why Edge is top five. I'm telling you, man. Remember the 09 Elimination Chamber when Edge lost his title? He got pinned quick by Jeff Hardy, and he lost his belt. And then he came back out later on at the end of the night in that last chamber match and attacked Kofi Kingston and just jumped in the cage and locked himself in that motherfucker, and he won the World Heavyweight Championship. This is why Edge is top five, right there. I done talked myself into it. Edge, you top five, bro. For real. You didn't did it all. That was hilarious. It was funny. The way he cashed all the money in the banks in, Undertaker, Cena, whatever you want to call it, he invented that crap. I don't know if they really do that anymore, but he did.
He made it worth something.
He made the money in the bank worth something for a long time. It lasted for a long time because of what he was doing with it. And Miz did good with it too, you know, for the little time that they was doing it with him. But what I'm trying to say is Jade Cargill, if she does lose her belt, let's just say whenever that time comes and she loses, how about you attack whoever the women's champion is? I mean, not the women's champion, but the AEW number one contender. Whoever the number one contender is in that match, attack them backstage or some shit. And, you know, hey, you just make yourself available for that match and get in it. Nobody says anything. You win the belt. You get the strap from whoever it is that you go against. And the same night that you lose the TBS championship, you win the AEW women's championship. Although I do love your idea of unifying those titles for her. But, you know, if that doesn't happen, I would say as soon as she loses, well, everybody's happy. Well, I'm so glad she lost, and she's just something to look at. She's nothing. She's not. I've heard it all. I've heard people praise her, and I've heard people shit on her. So, immediately, as soon as she loses, you think it's over? Let all the fans have their moment. Be happy. But the ones who are upset about it, like myself, give us something at the end of the night and let her pull off an Edge. That's just my opinion, you know. And don't worry so much about what's been done before. Nothing's original. Nothing's original.
Nothing original.
Trust me, I know. You know, nothing's original. I can't write anything that probably hadn't already been kind of written before. People tell me stuff all the time, and I'm like, hey, man, yeah, this happened and such, but I can tweak it a little bit. You know what I'm saying? I know where you're coming from, though. And there's nothing's original. So just forget about all that if that's what you're thinking about, TK, and just give us some better shows. Dynamite was always good back in the day. It's not good every week now. I actually have to, you know, like, give a round of applause whenever he's like, oh, okay, this week was good. From 7 to 9, it was good. But that ain't been the case a lot lately, so. I just wanted to voice my opinions on that. I know I'm ranting, but it could have been better. Serena Deeb is good, but she's got to be on TV more as well, and she's got to talk more shit, and she's got to have these 5-minute challenges, and she needs to go back to saying she's the professor of wrestling. And that she could have been doing that leading all the way up until now, and people would be like, damn, I think Thunder Rosa in trouble. Now nobody really cares because they just didn't do it right. This is gonna be the worst pay-per-view numbers I think that they've had since they've existed. That's just my opinion.
Yeah, let's keep in mind what Big Swole said too. I don't want that to ever die down, but she talked about diversity. We have not seen Thunder Rosa enough. But I feel like we saw Britt Baker a whole lot more when she was champion.
Man, come on now, preach. We did, and again, I want to
keep the record. I want to keep the tally and keep it with an unbiased mind. Let's keep in mind what Big Swole said.
Yeah, I mean, and look, man. I didn't know what to think of what all she was saying at the time. I'm like, well, they could have did more with her, but she did beat Britt Baker. A lot of people can't say that they've done that. She whooped her ass in the dentist's office. That was good.
Yep.
That was a good rivalry, and I think Swole had a lot to do with that being a good story. But then it got to the point to where, and she admitted that Tony let me do that. He let me write some of that stuff. He let both of us get together. We bounced the ideas off of each other, and they went with it. That's the good thing that people like about AEW. But it's also a gift and a curse because they're wrestlers. Keep that in mind. And that doesn't mean that they know everything and they know how to book this stuff and write and put themselves in the best spots and angles. No, that's not their job to do. Their job is to perform and entertain us. And sometimes they just have to do you know, what the writers, the real writers, you know, put in the script. And I'm not cool with that anymore. You know, I did kind of like it, but now I'm starting to see that this is not benefiting the promotion. So you're right. Swole may be on to something. I'm not going to say it's a race thing. I'm going to say it's more of a, everybody knows Britt Baker is like Tony Khan's best friend. And that's why they made jokes and kind of put that on television as well, on her kissing his ass and stuff like that. They are real tight. He loves Britt Baker. And that's why we knew Adam Cole was coming. We knew it. And I just don't like it. I don't like it at all. They're even about to get a reality TV show, I heard. They're gonna fill Cody and Brandi's spot, and they've got something lined up for them as well on TBS or TNT. There are rumors that they could be Ring of Honor could be on True TV. If they don't get the streaming deal with HBO Max, they still are going to be, you know, TBS, they're now with Warner Discovery. Warner is now with Discovery as well. They've merged together and they got this whole thing going on. I know you heard of Discovery Plus as well. So they're having a big meeting with Tony Khan in the next week or so, I've heard, to discuss their TV programming. Now, it's not a bad thing, though, because when they showed the lineups from Monday through Friday, on Wednesday night, they actually have AEW as the main show for the night on their primetime TV. So a lot of people were worried that the new people that's coming in with Discovery Warner was going to, kick the wrestling out. Because we did see that happen with WCW. They weren't feeling it, you know. They were like, hey, man, we don't want no wrestling on this shit. And then they were losing a lot of money, so it was easy for them to cancel. Yeah. But that's not going to be the case. But I'm telling you now, TK, if you don't get this stuff together, man, y'all ain't going to be around much longer. And I think
my fear, Jarvis, is that as much money as TK has, sometimes the money ain't enough, man. You got to put out a good product. And for all these people that wants to complain about using the word entertainment, listen. If I want to see great athletes, I go watch a track race. I go watch a damn horse race. Right. Part of pro wrestling is entertaining your audience.
Mm-hmm.
That's part of it. It's as much as acting and nuance as it is as competition, but as it is as athletic ability.
Yeah.
Sure, you can do an 840 flip off the top rope.
Yeah.
But why as a fan should I care? And that's the wrestler's job to make me care.
Mm-hmm.
It's not my job to care. It's your job to make me care. And I think they better start. They better start going back to the drawing board and realize that, hey, you got to put some entertainment value in this.
Yep. Hey, man, I agree with you 100%. And
now, I'm not saying they got to have bra and panties matches.
No, of course not.
They got to have pink slip on the pole matches or
anything
like that. But there's...
Yeah, we're past that time now.
The hardcore wrestling audience, they ain't got to worry about those guys. That ain't enough to keep you alive.
No, man, it's not. It's not. It's more to it just putting on a good match and doing some crazy stuff, man. It's more to it than that. It is. I don't know, man, but I agree with what you're saying. They gotta change this up, man, because, like, and I'm beginning to see now that Cody knew where they were headed, and he saw this coming. And if he thought that going back to the place that dogged him really before he left, if he thought that that was the better option, then he had to know that, man, this is going nowhere fast. Yeah, there you go. Who knows? I tell you one thing. Terrell Owens in 2003 said that they said, why do you want to leave the 49ers? Why do you want to get out of there so bad? He said, because the Yorks have bought the Niners now. They have the Niners since Eddie DeBarlo passed it on to his sister. And, man, they don't know what the hell they're doing. So I'm running as fast as I can. And that's what he did. And we saw when he left how bad that franchise became. It was a terrible organization for about a good 8-9 years straight before Jim Harbaugh arrived in 2011. And T.O. left in 2003. So that goes to tell you how bad it was. He saw it. I think Cody sees the same thing T.O. saw back then. But I hope that's not the case. Because I really questioned Cody on why he left and why he would go back there after all the things and all the shots that he took at WWE. But I do want to give kudos to him for – he earned it, though. He had to – it's sad that he had to do what he did, you know, because he was already there. They could have just made him a star. But he persevered and overcame all the odds by going to the Indies, going to Impact and all those places, Ring of Honor, and just reinventing himself. And
his story is amazing. It is. It's absolutely amazing.
It is. No doubt about it. And then, you know, being an EVP and everything, building AEW, he made himself hot again. He made his Cody Rhodes a name again, a thing.
He made us care.
He made us care.
At the top rope, we give a damn about it.
And that's why Vince McMahon said, oh, yeah, we're flying to Atlanta. And they flew to his ass, and they got him. And that's because of what Cody did, though. Nobody else done that but Cody. So, yeah, I got to respect that. I didn't respect him going back, but hearing his story and all of that and his dad and wanting to win that WWE title, it means a lot to him. He wouldn't have meant anything to me, but I get it. So, hey, kudos to him, though, and he's doing good, and he's helping them big time in the ratings, big time. And I like how they're doing the countdown to Cody because they're drawing you in. We know he's not probably going to come until about 9, but if you still want to watch the show, you have to watch a majority of Monday Night Raw because you're waiting on him. Now, if people just wait until he shows up before they put it on there, then that won't last long. But I don't think that's the case. I think that they've been putting together a pretty decent show that'll hold you until he comes, and then here we go. And then the numbers just really blow up when he shows up. They're overdoing the pyro, I will say. But I get it. I know what they're doing. Every time I think that's a shot at Tony when they do it. But, yeah, it's all good. When you got the money and you're number one, you can do that. Roman Reigns has a lot of pyro, too. He does sometimes. But, man, Cody just really been like, damn. I mean, one time he scared the hell out of me. Like, damn, that's another some more. But, yeah, that's it. That's all I got. Double or Nothing is this Sunday, ladies and gentlemen. May 29th. On Sunday, and I don't know how good it's gonna be. I'm not trying to take a dump on AEW. Y'all know I love AEW. To all our listeners, the wrestling fans that listen to us, I just want to see good wrestling. I just want to see good entertainment, and a little bit of both is fine with me. But don't overkill all the pro wrestling and the hardcore wrestling. And come on, man, don't do that. Don't do that. There's other fans, too, that watch, not just the ones that you hear talking about wrestling, hardcore wrestling. I'm tired of that. Stop it, please. As you can see from listening to me in this episode, you should know that it's never been any hate toward WWE, ladies and gentlemen. It's just been that if it's not good, I'm not going to watch it. Now that I've started back watching, it's better. It is better. And, you know, I listened to the commentary when I first started watching, like, man, I can't get with this. It's just because I'm not familiar with them. Now that I've been watching it a little bit more, hey, man, Corey Graves is pretty funny. He's all right.
Corey Graves is really good.
He's good. It is what it is. So, but when I first started watching it again, Jerry Lawler was there. I was like, what the hell? And that's what kept me in because I was like, Jerry Lawler's back? But I see what they're doing there. Corey Graves is the new Jerry Lawler. I figured that out now. And I like what they're doing, though. It's all good. It's good. That's all I got, T. We're going to come back next week, and we're going to talk about Hell in a Cell. There'll be more build to that. Great matches as well. But again, I love what they're doing, man, with the Tribal Chief, the head of the table, Roman Reigns. And, hey, man, if you said Cena was the GOAT, why not say Roman Reigns is the GOAT, you know?
It's worth having a conversation.
It's worth having a conversation. Shout out to Rikishi because he's got some talented boys. Young men, I mean, in the Usos, those are some good wrestlers. They're talented.
He's got one more coming up through NXT.
Here we go. Look at that. You see, that's one thing I've always gave credit to Vince about. When they say second generation, third generation, man, that is facts. He always keeps it in the family. I mean, he always keeps it in the family. I didn't even know that Bray Wyatt was the son of Mr. IRS.
IRS, yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah, man. I don't know if you remember
Bo Dallas.
Bo Dallas or not.
I didn't know that. I do. I didn't like him, but I do.
They're brothers.
I did not know that. Did not know that. I just learned all of this stuff out this year. So, hey, man, he does keep it in the family. I like that. I do like it. That's generational wealth. They're always going to have a career. You know, just have them. And if they're good, we'll train them. Everything will be all right. I like it. But, yeah, that's all I got. Hell in a Cell next week, but Double or Nothing right now. This weekend on Sunday, it's a stacked card. Some people like it. Some not so much. I'm not with all the NXT people. I've never been a big fan of Samoa Joe. I don't like what's the dude's name? Whoever the guy is he's going to fight at the pay-per-view. Kyle O'Reilly. He's cool, but They just don't do it for me. I'm sorry.
Jarvis, I just don't understand why you're in a competition. You beat these guys. They beat NXT, rightfully so. Mm-hmm. And you go out and bring those same guys that you beat on your show.
Does that make any damn sense to you?
It makes no sense at all.
It does not. They're listening to the fans. That's what I'm telling you. And I don't understand the fans because they say some of the stupidest things sometimes, like, oh, man, NXT sucks and blah, blah, blah. And then when they go to AEW, it's like, oh, yeah, we're going to finally get to see them. Somebody actually push them and do what they're supposed to do with them.
Everybody can't get pushed at the same time.
There's no way. Because if you keep bringing these people in, how are they going to get pushed when you ain't got but 3 hours a week?
Right.
There's no way. There's no way. And they force all of that on you on one night. And I know they got to because, hell, SmackDown used to get taped too. I get it. But damn, like you got 2 hours and then you got the next hour for Rampage. That ain't enough. So you got to stop bringing those people in. That don't make any sense to me. That's like Jay-Z and Nas. You know, I mean, do we all think Nas probably won that battle with Jay-Z? Yeah, but he went and signed with him later.
Right.
You know, and that's exactly what's going on here. How do you beat NXT and then sign all of them? You're right, T. Doesn't make any sense at all.
That's not conducive to winning.
And that's what's hurting the company right now. All of those signings that they made, that's hurting the company. Now, I think he's starting to realize he signed too many and he's letting these people go little by little. You're starting to see it. They're starting to go when the contract's in. He's just letting the contracts in. But you still brought too many in, and you're making the bookings bad. You're making these shows kind of bad, not so good, because of the fact that you brought all these people in. There was some rumors about Ring of Honor. It's not going to be a brand split. I mean, it is kind of. I don't know. It's maybe I need to wait to the next episode to explain it, but it seems like Ring of Honor is still just going to be Ring of Honor. They're not going to have AEW colliding with them or anything like that. It may be an invasion every now and then, like they tried to do on Dynamite Wednesday here, but it's still going to be Ring of Honor to itself, and it's not going to be developmental, like a lot of people thought it would be. They thought Ring of Honor would be their own NXT, but it's not. That's what he came out and said the other day, Tony Khan. So he was asked about tag team champions for the women's division, and he said he's definitely thinking about it. But, you know, of course, he's got to build that. It's got to be more tag team matches. He has to build some of these tag teams so we can say, hey, those are the ones who need the belts when they make them. He's got a lot of belts already made, I heard. New belts and things like that is coming. But I just don't know what his plan is. I don't know. Sometimes I don't know if he knows, to be honest with you.
Well, he probably doesn't.
Yeah. Hey, man, like I said, I like you, TK. I appreciate everything that you've done. But sometimes it's starting to show now that you are everything that you say you are. Still a big kid loving wrestling. And you can't be a big kid, though. You got to be a grown man knowing how to run it, knowing how to run it right, and bringing the right people in and knows how. Why in the world is William Regal there if he's not going to do what he needs to be doing? Why is Vicky Guerrero there if she's not going to be doing what she needs to be doing? And I hadn't seen her in quite some time, but she should be a general manager, and I should be hearing excuse me every week. Damn.
Yeah.
All right, that's all I got, Terrence. What do you think? What you got, man?
Hey, that's it, man. Just looking forward to the results from Double or Nothing, and we'll come back next week and discuss those and discuss the lead up to Hell in a Cell. Hopefully we can get past this Cody and Seth trilogy, but
I know, right?
Yeah, just looking forward to the Double or Nothing results.
Yeah. I did see something really funny on Twitter. I forgot exactly what it was about Cody and Seth Rollins. I think somebody said something about their wrestling for the 1700th time or something. Anyway, don't beat us in the head with that, Vince, or whoever's in Bruce Pritchard or whoever's in charge. Don't beat us in the head with it now. I hate that. But yeah, that's all I got. Are you watching Double or Nothing, Terrence? You are watching, right?
I don't think I'll be able to. I've got I guess I could say this on the podcast, but I don't think my uncle will be listening to the podcast, but I got an uncle who's a retired man, 43 years at the job. So we're doing something for him this weekend. Gotcha. And it's a surprise. So most of my day will be taken up with that. I might try to peek in at some point. What I will be doing is that day we'll have a recording, a tape recording at CW30 Wrestling. Buff Bagwell will be in attendance, so it'll be cool to meet Buff.
Oh, man.
And I got to say, for wrestling fans, if you don't follow Buff Bagwell's Twitter, you are missing out.
He is hilarious.
Buff Bagwell, he's hilarious.
He is. You're right. He is.
He is so funny.
No cap.
Yeah, I'm not even. If people aren't funny, I don't call them funny. I take my laughing very seriously. But Buff Bagwell is hilarious, and I enjoy his him when I even enjoy when he's very 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 sincere. You can tell he really cares about the fan base. So Buff Bagwell is one of the most to me one of the most cherished Twitter accounts in the wrestling fan base. So if you don't follow that guy, I do recommend it. So with that being said, I'll look forward to seeing Buff in attendance this coming Sunday.
Hey, he is good. He's good. I'm gonna tell you one more person that's really good on Twitter and pretty funny. Nyla Rose.
She's hilarious.
She's hilarious as
Nyla
well.
Rose is absolutely hilarious. And I can't wait until she comes back to Memphis. She was here several months ago. I'm waiting on her to come back.
You met
Very
her, right?
talented in and out of the ring.
Did you get to meet her, or it was just so quick, you know, you didn't, you saw, I know
I
you
got
saw
to meet her, but I didn't really get to have a long conversation. But it was cool to catch up to her.
Gotcha. All right. Yeah, the good stuff. Another good episode. We're about to cut it off right now. I'm going to watch Rampage. I've seen a little bit of it, but it was on, once again, at one of the most craziest times because of NHL and NBA playoffs. This is the catch. This is the bad part of, yeah, you got a TV deal, but hell, there's a certain part of the year to where ratings can really slip, and their ratings are slipping. I didn't talk about the ratings because I don't care about the ratings. I just want to see good shows.
I'm with you on that.
However, the ratings do matter.
I'm tired of
some
all
point.
These damn TV execs that came out of nowhere.
Yeah,
they
I know.
Think they know how ratings work.
Yeah, I know, right? It's crazy. I just want to see a good, you know, television show, and I think there had been some good shows when they had bad numbers, but hey, I don't know. I don't know what to say about that. It's the playoffs, NHL and NBA. That's how it goes. Maybe if they could, you know, get another TV deal or move from the Turner Network, maybe it would be better. That's one thing WWE never had to really worry about being on USA. So anyway, that's it. We're done. Double or nothing this Sunday. A lot of matches. But again, the most intriguing one, man, I would have to say MJF and Wardlow because it's been the best story, even though I'm not sure how good the match will be. But Wardlow is over like nobody else, you know,
yes, he is.
In wrestling. So I know they're definitely looking forward to it, a lot of the AEW fans. But Kenny Omega, if he shows up, that would be great. It sure is time. I ain't going to lie. It's time. And bring Don Callis with you.
Absolutely. If he ain't got Don Callis, then stay your ass. Stay over there making that video game.
You about right. I ain't gonna lie, because I wasn't really just feeling him until Don Callis came along. He's good. We'll see if they do that again. I'm not sure. Don Callis was at Revolution, you know, talking a little noise, and then we didn't see Omega, and he's still out. So maybe this pay-per-view, it'll happen. That was good information, though, T, because I had not heard that rumor. So I'm glad you did spill that tea for us right here. All right, we're out. That's it. Hope y'all be safe. Enjoy your Memorial Day weekend, ladies and gentlemen. And please be safe. We will be back with the Great Debate Show next week. Thank you.
Peace.